pop stars like Cher, Madonna,
Mac Cher,
Sting, and Bob Sinclair there with Love Generation. Doesn't sound like a pop star.
He went on to have other hits such as I Don't Know and The Other One.
Quite soon though. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. You can text us on 087-4100-102 and you can WhatsApp us on that number as well.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Right, Dermot, how do you always choose the quickest moving queue at airport security? Always.
Fast track.
Okay, without spending any extra money. Yeah. There's a science here.
You shout something like, everyone get on the floor! Or something. Stand back!
Works really well in an airport.
Yeah.
No, most people are right-handed. So they instinctively move to the right when they're presented with a series of cues. I think you could apply this also to supermarket shopping. When you get down the end of an aisle and go, where like you're right-handed, people automatically go right. So airport queues, and they've tracked this with people's mobile phones, and they have statistics behind it, they bulk to the right-hand side in security. So if you always go left and choose the leftmost queue, you will be in the shortest and the quickest queue.
Yeah. I like when sometimes they look at you and then they go and they detach the little rope. And they go, this one's just open in here. Oh, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Nothing like it.
It's going to be a good day.
many passengers, the reason airport security, the main reason airport security queues are so slow is because passengers forget, this is the number one reason, forget to take their electronics out of their bags and out of their pockets. So phones, tablets, laptops.
How many times do people have to be told?
It's the number one reason they slow down.
Whose bag is this? Oh, this is my bag. All your toiletries are in there and they're huge. You've got like a 1 litre bottle of Head and Shoulders. Oh, can I not bring that? No, actually, for the last 20 years, I've been restricted. People just are very slow. Do they know and they just don't care?
I don't know. I mean, like the guys that do say, make sure you take your laptops out and put them in the like trays. Like you're being told. People still oblivious. What? I have a laptop, yeah.
Do you take money out of your pocket?
Everything.
Chewing gum?
Yeah. The only thing I leave in is, you know, your little Johnny pocket at the top. I have plectrums in there and my Tesco card. And I leave them in there. That's about it. Because they're all like...
It's kind of upsetting that you call it that kind of a pocket, but we'll move on.
If you want your luggage to come out quicker when you land... you use a fragile sticker on it. Put a fragile sticker on your suitcase.
Oh, they'll put it in last.
They'll put it in last and they'll take it out first because they're like, ugh, I don't want to have to deal with the paperwork if I break whatever's in this bloody thing.
Well, presumably if it goes in last, it's coming out first regardless.
Well, no, it depends. No, it depends where the actual conveyor belt goes. There's lots of openings is my point for luggage. On an airplane. Anyway.
I love watching all the people, you know, who get the, I'm sorry, we're going to have to put your carry bag in the hold. And you're like, oh, for God's sake, I'm traveling hand luggage because I don't want to have to. So then they put the little piece of the sticker on your bag and then you wheel it down to the plane. As soon as you get around the corner, just loads of people pulling off the sticker.
And just getting back on the plane. Yeah. Interestingly, if you roll your clothes and put them in your suitcase that way rather than fold them and put it in, you prevent wrinkles and you increase the amount of space available in your suitcase, or increase the amount of stuff you can fit in if you roll it rather than fold it.
Nobody rolls their clothes.
I do.
Do you roll them individually? Yeah. Or do you roll them?
No, I roll them individually.
Stack them and then roll them?
No, they're all individually rolled and then stacked beside each other.
Of course you do.
You can keep your shoes, if you want to keep the dirt off your clothes, keep your shoes inside shower caps. You
know, who brings a shower cap?
No, you always go away to hotels, right? And what do you steal? You steal the conditioner, the shampoo, the body lotion, right? You might steal the odd sewing kit. You never steal the shower cap. Steal the shower caps and keep them for when you're traveling.
I'm sorry, we all have an image of you now turning up at your destination, opening your suitcase with all your little rolled clothes, putting on your shower cap and moisturizing your body.
Thanks. I think you might be absolutely alone in thinking that, but I'm glad that's what you are thinking. 087-4100-102 for text today. And here's Sam Smith, Too Good a Good Poison, Today FM. You must think that I'm
I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt.